Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Have you ever stayed silent at a prayer meeting or a youth group where people around you were praying? You decided to yourself that you couldn't pray out loud because you didn't think what you wanted to pray about was worthy. Or perhaps other people were praying about things you didn't really know much or especially care about, and you didn't want to sound unspiritual or unholy by changing the subject. Or maybe you didn't speak up and it was about those missionaries in Guatemala, wherever that is, or world peace, instead of what was on your heart. Then your mind kept wandering back to that coursework you've got to do but really don't understand, and the argument you had before leaving home. We all get distracted at times, but the solution to the ever-wandering mind is simple. And starting at us in this very verse, don't worry. Be anxious for nothing, but with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Pray what's in your heart, not what you think should be or wish was there. Don't worry about sounding spiritual. God knows what's in your heart anyway. So try being honest with Him and praying about what's really bothering or exciting you. Whether you think your request is big or small, whether your motives are mixed or pure, whether your thanks are genuine or a bit forced, God can sort it all out, and He'll respond to your prayers wisely. You just need to trust Him with your prayers. If He doesn't answer the way you want Him to, it's for a reason. He knows what He's doing, so don't be afraid, just pray.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.